Hello, Internet. This is Ewan Spence and ESE Insight calling. And just like that, we've lost five songs from the Eurovision Song Contest. Coming up, it's the winners and losers from Estonia, the returning heroes of Sweden, and another chance to talk Toto. Yes, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, welcome. It's another 7 days in the world of the Eurovision Song Contest as the slow run-up to the grand final in May continues, and the even closer Junior Eurovision picks up a brand new old-fashioned idea. All of that rounded up in the next 15, 20 minutes or so by myself, Ewan Spence, with the team at ESE Insight behind me, and the support of yourself with the links, like, loves, shares, and everything on social media. Please do so, and a handful of you deciding to support at patreon.com/ESEinsight, for which we thank you. It's all very much welcome. You can join them at patreon.com/ESEinsight. Okay, so it's kind of steady and big news this week, but there's a lot of individual country news. In terms of the big overall picture, we still have the same dates for the contest. They're not really going to change now. Saturday the 14th of May for the grand final, 10th and 12th beforehand for the semi-finals. It's in Turin. Tickets are not on sale yet. You can still find accommodation, but there will be more available as we get closer to March and April. It always happens every single year. So do, of course, given the situation in the world, consider making sure everything you do book right now is refundable. In terms of the big stuff, really the only thing that happened in the last week is Eurovision again. The season for that has closed off with 2004 Istanbul getting a re-airing, and yes, we have another win there for the winner then, Wild Dances from Ruslana. You can watch that again right now on the official YouTube channel, youtube.com/Eurovision, but of course they're not always available forever, licensing, music, yada, yada, yada. So if you do want to catch up on that and you missed it last weekend, you can do that yourself, but do it quickly. What doesn't disappear is our companion podcast, looking at the stories, the pop music scenes, all the fun stuff from behind the scenes every year. So our 2004 companion podcast is previous in the RSS podcast feed for that. And now, in November, it's time for our first classified results of the Eurovision Song Contest. Yes, we have another name to add from the internal selections, but we also have results from Estonia as well. In terms of internal selections, remember, we already have Circus Marcus announced for Georgia, we talked about last week, and Jeremy McKeesey was our first debutante that came out of Belgium. And to that, we can add the artist announcement from Bulgaria, who are going to be represented by the Intelligent Music Project. And if you can imagine me doing air quotes with my fingers while I said that, you would be 100% correct. That said, I do much prefer the abbreviation, because then we can call this rock supergroup the Imps, which just feel a little bit more appropriate. It's the normal format. You get lots of names from lots of big bands, get them all together and do something big, wonderful and powerful. Two names of note in here. The first up is lead singer Ronnie Romero, who is also the current lead singer of Rainbow. Ronnie's also been associated with bands such as Lords of Black, The Ferryman, Sunstorm, big huge discography going on there. For Eurovision fans, we have Stoyan Yankolov on drums, of course, there for Bulgaria in 2007, finishing fifth, and in 2013, getting a did not qualify for the grand final. As for Imp, like all classic rock supergroups, the lineup has changed a ridiculous amount over the last few years. In there, you've had members from Black Sabbath, from Uriah Heep, from Nazareth, from Styx and Toto, all being involved. That, unfortunately, is Toto of Africa fame, not Toto of Alora fame. Their song Intention is expected to be released in the first week of December, and that should make it our first confirmed song and act for Turin 2022 to start off all our playlists. In terms of competitive results, it's over to Estonia, who had the first quarterfinal of Estelau last Saturday. It's continuing, there's going to be four quarterfinals, so You've got some this week as well. Three qualifiers out of the first quarterfinal go through to the semi-final from the public vote, and that is Bomadou singing Meet Cacao's Not For Long. That's the song title, they're not for long singing it. Evelyn Samuel was singing Waterfall. She represented Estonia in 1999, finishing sixth. And Stig Rasta singing Interstellar, who sung for Estonia in 2015, finishing seventh, and has written a whole bundle of stuff as well. Stig's band Traffic was also in this quarterfinal, but they are a DNQ. So Stig doesn't go forward and does go forward in the same breath. How very, very quantum. Following the three qualifiers from the public vote, the jury selected the two more to go forward. Yayap Tusik singing Koi Vaid, If Only, and Mayan singing Militu, Crazy, are going to be heading to the semi-finals, which I think are January, February way, before getting to the grand final after that. And of course, it's classified results, so it's a big welcome back. Tenran. And now on to the country news, which is where it all gets fun this week. We'll start with Australia. Three more acts announced for SBS is Australia Decides National Final. There's a lot of S's in there. Saturday the 26th of February for this one. It's in the evening for Australia, but for all of us in Europe, we get to watch it over breakfast, which is a fun way of doing national finals. Sheldon Riley is the first name. As with most singers looking to break into the industry, the choices are TikTok or talent shows. Sheldon is on the talent show route, third place in The Voice Australia, and a quarterfinal run on America's Got Talent on the CV. Sixth place, R&B pop group G-Nation. Six female vocalists, first time we've had an all-female vocalist group in any of Australia's national finals. And with six, there's enough room to get them all on stage and nobody has to be a sad Tony. Obviously, in this case, Tony with an I. Andrew Lambrow is our final name in this selection announcement. Built up his singing career online with TikTok and social media. All of them will be heading towards that national final. If you want to head to that as well, tickets are on sale if you're an Australian fancy the trip. As always, though, best go through the links either on Eurovision.tv or on the National Broadcaster's website to ensure you get the genuine tickets. As mentioned, Estonia is working through the quarterfinals weekly, Saturday night, so it's the second quarterfinal this weekend of Eesti Laulu. This time, all 10 songs are in Estonian. There's no returning Eurovision representatives this year, but 7 of the 10 have entered Eesti Laulu previously, so there's a lot of familiar names if you're watching your national final. And with all 10 songs in Estonian and 5 going forward to the semi-finals, it's not only an English-free weekend, but it is going to make sure there's a good representation of Estonian language when we get to the semi-final stage. Over in Greece, broadcaster ERT has confirmed 5 performers are still in the running for its internal selection. Amanda Giardi, Good Job Nikki, Joanna Drigo, Luis, and a familiar name to the Eurovision community in Ilias Kozas, one of the members of Koza Mostra. They sung Alcohol is Free for Greece back in 2016, giving them a 6th place in the final. We're waiting to see more details on that one as they come through. Italy now, and actually is Italy as opposed to Måneskin, and we're looking at December the 15th. We've now had the announcement that December the 15th will be the announcement of the 24 artists who will be performing at the Big Artist Contest in San Remo. That's the one we watch on TV and streaming in February. It's also the only one that's going to be televised this year. There's no Nuevo Prospects this year. They're just sort of trimming the length of the show down just a little, so it's just the Campioni. But it's 26, not 24, because 2 winners from Sanremo Giovanni, the other newcomers contest, will get a ticket taking us to 26. And how much fun is this? December the 15th is when the Giovanni contest takes place. 12 names in there fighting over the 2 tickets. Not that I'll be voting on this one this year, but do keep an eye on Destro. It's newcomers, there's not a lot of back catalogue to go on and everything, but he's one of the 4 finalists who won through the Sanremo area contest. The other 8 were selected internally by the Sanremo Artistic Commission. One is 6 shot that I've given you the name that will get through, but there you go. Presumably we're going to be able to watch that online at REI.IT. We'll keep an eye on that for you and let you know over the next 2 weeks. Malta next, and following an official audit, Malta's 2022 campaign has been cleared of any irregularities. Broadcaster PBS and sponsor Malta Tourist Board had, quote, followed established respective procedures for procurement. So we can put that down to rest. Someone is keen on Eurovision inside the Monaghan's broadcaster TMC, with local newspapers reporting on a budget request for €100,000 to explore the potential of Monaco to return to Eurovision in 2023. That is a very, very long daisy chain to bring the principality back to the stage, but given the community's love for more songs every year and a string of chanson classics from the 60s and 70s that are remembered fondly by those of us who remember when the UK finishing second was a bad result, we've got our fingers crossed. After all, the last time Monaco won, Edinburgh got to host. And then I could just like stay in my own bed and just toodle up the road on the bike. Okay, Norway. Another week, another dash of news from NRK on Melody Grand Prix. The contest is going to be over 6 weeks for Heat's semi-final, second chance round, and the grand final. It's one less than last year. And it's going to take place with 21 songs. We're looking at 5 of those songs will be selected to go direct to the grand final by the broadcaster. So presumably those are going to be the big star names. The semi-finals will then be 4 songs in each, with 1 to qualify for the grand final, with a second chance for those left to get 1 more shot. All shows are going to be held in the H3 Arena in Fornebu. It's close enough to Oslo that you can get the bus. Tickets are on sale now. NRK.no will take you through to the official provider. Romania, broadcaster TVR has confirmed it will be returning to a national final system for Turin 2022. We're waiting on more details in the show format, but submissions can be made now, and that window is open until December the 10th. Slovenia also has a newcomer side for their selection show, EMA, and it's called EMA Fres. Voting on those acts will start this Monday, 29th of November, and over time the 24 acts are going to be trimmed down to 14. And they will head over to the 2 live shows in January. There'll be 1 televote winner and 1 jury winner from each show. They will get a ticket to the main EMA show, so that's 4 in total out of EMA Fresh will be able to go forward and get a chance to go for the car, which will they can use then to drive to Turin. There is no car. That's... oh. There's your deep cut for the week. Okay, Spain, the organisers of the Spanish selection, and it looks like we seem to be going with Benidorm Fest on this one from all the coverage. Spain's confirmed 886 songs have been submitted. 194 were from songwriters and performers who were specially invited by the broadcaster. 692 songs came from the open submissions process. The team behind the scenes now get to whittle that down to 12 acts, although there has been mention of increasing the number given the amount of interest. More details to follow. And finally, country-wise, Sweden, we have our first 14 acts for Melody Festival, and no big press conference, just the press releases coming out on that one. First half of the 28, we will get the balance of the next 14 next week. Anyway, names of note in here, John Lundvik, who sung for Sweden in 2019, is probably the one that's most well-known for the Eurovision community, although with it being Melfest, many of the other names are recognisable. It's a 3rd appearance for Lamo on here. It's a 3rd appearance for Clara Hammerstrom in there. It's an 8th appearance for Linda Bensing doing her best Lena, I'm Still Here, Let Me Have a Go Philipson. And probably the biggest name for the Swedish tabloids will be the actor from Netflix's Young Royals and former FO and O singer Omar Rudberg. More than most, Melfest is a show both for Swedish television and Eurovision selection. It's sort of balanced out 50-50. Those of you who are now screaming San Remo, that's much more for Italy, with Eurovision just a little bit on the end. In terms of Melfest, though, there are going to be some names in here that are purely just for the Swedish shows and the home crowd. Looks at Bengtzing there, for example. And others are going to be on track to be in the running to win and go to the Eurovision Song Contest. Once we get the full 28, we can do some extrapolations on who is on which track. And in terms of the songs, we'll hear them publicly in the week before the live shows, keeping everything under wraps, building up the tension, giving us more storylines. There we go. Okay, what have we got throwing around? Well, as mentioned, it was the final companion podcast for the Eurovision Again season back on our feed. It's the show before this one. Eurovision Again, What do you mean? You'd be looking at June 2022 after all the fun and games of Eurovision coming back. So it's no more old contests, all looking at the latest contest. We're going to have another chat over coffee for our Patreon followers this weekend on how the song contest has grown with Australia, Junior Eurovision and the American Song Contest all under the microscope as we have a little brew between myself and Charlene Wright. Media-wise, look, as I said, with Eurovision Again's 2004 remastering, we now have remastered standalone songs. As we went in to record this podcast, winning song Ukraine's Wild Dances had popped up, as had Lani Moise from Serbian Montenegro. Presumably, the rest of the songs from 2004 are going to slip up over the next week or so, so you can have a listen and look at clear visuals and great audio from all of those live performances. What you won't find is the semi-final, and that also means you won't find the semi-final interval act, which was the puppet version of ABBA in the Our Last Video. Spoiler, wasn't their last video. But you can't find that on the official Eurovision channel, but you can find that on the official ABBA channel, and that's worth 6 minutes of your time. It's a good bit of fun and games in there with a little bit of Alan Rickman, Cher and Iron Maiden as well. In terms of dates for your diaries, well, Eurovision space from ourselves here at Insight and Weeby Blogs, we didn't manage it this Wednesday, but we should be back next Wednesday, life willing, 8 p.m. UK, 9 p.m. Central European time, on that one as well. Just follow us on Twitter and you'll get the alerts. In terms of televised show, well, it's SD Live's second quarter final this weekend on Saturday the 27th. Those of you looking to submit songs, well, you've missed it for Lithuania. It was today, but it's opened up now in Romania. That closes on December the 10th, as does Montenegro submission process. Serbia closes on December the 1st, so you're going to be sharp on that one. Latvia on December the 7th, and Junior Eurovision December the 19th, less than a month away. The Eurovision season's hotting up, isn't it? Come back here every week. We'll keep you all up to date with everything that's going on. But for now, stay safe, keep washing your hands, keep wearing your masks, be nice to each other. Here's the guitars. ESC Insight News Podcast this week was hosted by Ewan Spence, written by Ewan Spence and the team of the ESC Insight, www.escinsight.com, and support us at patreon.com/ESC Insights.